Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey with you. Going back to what we talked about earlier about a jersey or a guy that you would like to get an autograph for. From the 913, I was 14 years old during the Royals 14 run. My dad and I went shopping at the team store. I was 14 years old during the Royals 2014 run.
Okay.
My dad and I went shopping at the team store on an off day. We were in the checkout line, and I turned around, and I saw Mike Sweeney right behind us.
Oh, cool.
I turned to my dad, and I said, "That's Mike Sweeney. I'll never forget that."
That's awesome. I bet Mike was the greatest guy in the world to you, right?
Super nice guy.
Did you say hi? Please say you say hi.
Yeah, I bet. Well, yeah. Somebody had asked a text on the text line earlier, because I told you that the Chiefs have allowed 7.4 points in the second half. They are averaging, scoring-wise, 12.1 second half points, so a 5-point differential ish.
Yeah,
Bob says it's got to be a little better.
I'd like it to have a little bit better. Like 12 points in the second half seems small to me, right? I don't know. Maybe
last
I'm
week
wrong
they scored
about
six,
that.
And yeah, that kind of skews that number a little bit.
It does, but they also have one where they scored 20. Yeah. You know, in the second half. But no, I'd like to see a little bit more in the second half than 12.
Yeah,
I'd like
just
to see
get 14. The two full touchdowns.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
That just
yeah.
shows me how much trust they have in that defense.
Yeah, it does. But it also shows you how hard it is to score now
true,
in this league.
True.
You know.
And, you know, 12 points average in the second half, giving up 7 in the second half, meaning that their defense is locked down. Their offense is also just like, hey, all we got to do is win the time of possession and get third downs and we'll
win
the game.
Don't make mistakes and we'll win. Yeah.
I mean, is it been, what, 2-3 weeks since we've seen a mistake from Mahomes?
Yep.
Really? That's like where you're like, damn it. Like, don't do that. Right.
Yeah, I don't.
People are fumbling. Like they're getting sharper at the right time.
I think defenses are just getting better too in this league.
That's fair.
I think 100%. There's a lot
That's
of players
fair.
On the defensive side of the ball that are stars.
Defense is cool. If defense is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
That's right.
We have to bury Aaron Rodgers. He is no longer relevant, Bob.
Right.
I know that we come on this show a lot. I know that you love spewing hatred towards him because it's well-merited.
Well, it's Schadenfreude. You know, happiness yeah. is the misfortune of others. And with Aaron Rodgers, he's one of those people that I enjoy Schadenfreude with because he's such a douche.
Yeah, it's easy, right? Like, it's free content. But he had this to say yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. It doesn't really matter. But they asked him about next year.
You've talked about wanting to play beyond this year before.
Yeah.
Has the way this season gone for you or as a team changed that thought at all?
Not really. Not for the negative, no. Not really.
How do you still want to play in 2025?
I think so, yeah.
Like, I just feel like he talks down to everybody.
He's the smartest guy in the room. But he's no longer allowed to be talked about in this room because if he is, what happens?
We fine you $20 and we put all the money into a jar. And at the end of the month, we're going to go out and get drunk.
That's right.
On the $20 and however much money we make. And so the only way Aaron Rodgers' name can be mentioned on this show beginning tomorrow, because we've got to do it today to explain the thing, is if he dies or retires. That's it. There's no more mention of Aaron Rodgers because he is irrelevant. He is no better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve our breath anymore.
No, he doesn't deserve anybody's breath.
No.
And I don't know if you guys felt it this week. Not a lot of the McAfee stuff made its way around.
The only thing that made it around, I don't know if you caught this or not, some guy.
Oh, my God, this was
how great.
How great
was it? Did you see this?
I don't know.
Some guy created a fake stat on Sunday afternoon,
oh, no.
And Aaron Rodgers used it as credit.
Yeah, yeah, and used
what?
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the what
something
was,
about Jared Goff winning games and interceptions, just about, some nonsense.
Yeah, and if you go to, like...
kind of trying to make himself look better.
If you go to Nick Wright's Twitter,
okay,
he just blew Rodgers up about it, because he's also on this page, but, like, he, guy creates a fake stat. Rodgers uses it as a stat, but he's the smartest guy in the room.
That's right.
I love that.
Which is so good, because if you're going to portray yourself as the mm-hmm. smartest guy in the room and constantly criticize the media for not doing their job,
yep.
Well, you just did what you complain about all the time. You just took a stat that Rod and Olathe created mm-hmm. and left it out there, and you took it as fact. And I thought that was brilliant. Oh, that was
amazing.
Great. But that's the only thing you really heard about Aaron Rodgers this week.
That was an LOL moment for me, by the way.
Yo, for me, too.
That was a, yeah. And no one's around. I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah.
Again, Schadenfreude, happiness at the misfortune of others. And
right.
I think Aaron Rodgers is that guy where we just look at him and go, you know what? Enough of this guy. And I think America's tired of Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about a team and a quarterback that has 3 wins on the season. And then we act like this guy, we fawn on this guy and bow at his feet like he's somebody special. You are Daniel Jones, just older.
Yeah, you are irrelevant, because I brought this up to you yesterday. By the way, Bob and I text. I don't know if anybody needed to know that, but I was like, hey, I got a really good idea for tomorrow. And he's like, what is it? It's probably going to fail. And I was like, no, I'm kidding. I didn't say that. But I was like, we have to bury Aaron Rodgers. No longer relevant in the news. He's no longer, he's not on ESPN. He's not on Fox Sports 1. He's not on ESPN 2. It's irrelevant, because I was listening to Alex and Drew Nixon go back and forth after the Cincinnati loss to the Chiefs. And he was like, he said something about, you know, why are we talking about a 4-win team? I don't want to talk about Cincinnati until they get into a position where we can actually say that they're a competitive football team that actually has a chance to be worth talking about. And Drew's like, well, they have Joe Burrow in there. He's like, no. I don't care they have Joe Burrow.
You don't get into the playoffs based on who your quarterback is.
And I do still hold on to hope that Cincinnati will make the playoffs. I think that they have a good chance. But the Jets have won 3 games. They're what? 5-6
Would you
games?
Rather see Cincinnati or Denver in the playoffs?
From
a matchup standpoint for the Chiefs.
Cincinnati.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't want Denver to have more hunger.
Yeah. No, I'm with Dusty on this one.
Listen to me before you judge me. I'm a sicko sports fan. I want the content. I want to be able to have the opportunity to talk on this show.
No, I get it, but yes, matchup.
Yeah,
matchup wise, for the Chiefs.
Yeah, because T. Higgins is gone.
Denver showed that they could be a good matchup.
They said he's not coming back for the rest of the season, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said there's no timeable return for T. Higgins. It came out today.
Denver's a good matchup. And then Bo Nix is now being celebrated by Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that kind of stuff is awesome. That's, fortunate part of playing the game and competing against these, the guys that have been doing it on the stage for so long. And, it's an honor, but at the same time, those are the games that you got to continue to play and continue to compete in and ultimately win. And you get guys like that, their respect. And then when you get their respect, it's just kind of it's a special thing for you. It's not something to be complacent about, but it's definitely, you feel like you're on the right track and you're doing the right thing.
So Bo Nix, if you missed the story, which probably most people did, after the game, Patrick Mahomes went to Sean Payton and goes, you got one there in Bo Nix. And so Patrick Mahomes is giving praise to Bo Nix right now. I think they may be the team that challenges for the long haul in this division right now with Bo Nix.
Here's a matchup for you. Tell me I'm wrong. Who matches up better? Trent McDuffie versus Jamar Chase, Trent McDuffie versus Courtland
Sutton? Jamar Chase.
We have one game of evidence.
That's all you got.
That's all you got to go on.
Bo Nix cooked Trent McDuffie.
He did.
Joe Burrow can't cook Trent McDuffie. Jamar Chase is 1,000 times better than Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton looked 1,000 times better than Jamar Chase.
Courtland Sutton just was getting right behind
him. You guys are really going to tell me with a straight face you're more scared of Courtland Sutton than Jamar Chase?
Based on what we've seen so far, Jamar Chase has half those catches.
Crazy. It's not crazy. It's stats.
I mean, it's
who has more yards?
Bob's coming at me with stats.
I'm not coming at you with the eye test.
Who has more yards against Trent McDuffie, Courtland Sutton or Jamar Chase?
But yeah, sure.
You can't even answer the question.
No, I can. Yeah, sure.
Answer the question.
But come on, that's ridiculous. Courtland Sutton is not more of a threat to the Chiefs in the playoffs than Jamar Chase.
I don't want to see the Denver Broncos in the postseason.
You'd rather see Joe Burrow.
I don't want to see him either. But I don't want to see the Denver Broncos.
But you'd rather see.
The last 2 years, they've played this team very tough. They beat them last year. They almost beat them at home last year. They almost beat them at home this year. Week 18 is going to be very interesting. If this is down to the wire, that's not a gimme in Denver on week 18.
January against Denver is going to be much different than a November game.
I disagree because Denver's going to be playing for something. Have you seen the standings, Momo? It's not good.
Have you seen who Denver's beaten? No one.
Did you see how they played against the Chiefs, though?
Played against Denver. The Chiefs played terrible. It was their worst game of the season.
I don't care who played who and how this got there. That doesn't mean anything. There's no if-then statements in sports. You look at the actual matchups, and the actual matchups, Denver's a good football team.
Cincinnati's better. But I mean, it's obvious. Like, I mean, I think I'd rather play Bo Nix in the playoffs than Joe Burrow. But going off recency bias, Denver played the Kansas City Chiefs better than anybody's played them all year.
Yeah.
And now maybe that's just like that game. That's a lot of juice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd agree with that. Cincinnati would be right there with them, but sure.
Yeah, Cincinnati scored.
But Cincinnati melted down at the end. Denver lost that game because the Chiefs made a play. They didn't melt down or give the Chiefs the win or anything like that.
And somebody in the text line says Sutton had 70 yards, calm down. He also had a touchdown.
Huge touchdown in
that
game.
And then they said Chase can go for 150 any day. Sutton can't. Chase has not done that against Trent McDuffie.
No.
Trent McDuffie locked Jamar Chase down
Jamar
so much.
Jamar Chase had a big game in Cincinnati that year before they beat us here in the AFC Championship.
Trent McDuffie's played Cortland Sutton multiple times. I'm going to go look at the numbers. Guarantee you he's locked him up multiple times. Yeah, he got the better of him on Sunday.
But how do you know if he's on him on every play or not?
Exactly. Well, you don't either. And you
just watched it the other day, though. I watched Cortland Sutton right by Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, it was crazy. No, I can't.
Right by him. And Bo Nix floated it right over the top.
Had like 13 more yards than Jamar Chase.
Okay.
Insane. I'm surprised.
By what?
That you guys both think that.
That I'd rather play a non-division team as opposed to...
Because it'll be the third time, too. I don't like the third matchup in the playoffs.
I think it's ridiculous that anything we say, you look at us like we're idiots.
No, that's not true.
It is true in this situation. Like, everything we've said, you'd be like, you kidding me? That's asinine take. Oh, come on.
In this take? Yeah. Well, in this last 5 minutes? Absolutely, yeah. I don't think you guys have made a cogent point.
Who's got the better record? Who's played better football?
But again, we're talking about, I think the Bengals have played better football.
But they don't have the better record. I don't care what you think. The record is. Yes, it is. You are who your record is. You are who your record is.
Who would win a game between Denver and Cincinnati tomorrow?
Denver.
It'd be a really good game. Denver has a solid defense.
So there really isn't a wrong answer here.
But we're talking about matchups. Yes, there is a wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
You are who your record are. I that's a Bill Parcells line. Shannon Sharp told me that to my face when I said, you're better than this. He goes, no, we're not. We are what our record is. And from that day forward, you are what your record is. I don't want to hear they could be, they should be, they will be. They aren't. They aren't. If Cincinnati was so good, they would be leading their division. They wouldn't be struggling to get a postseason spot. They're not that good. I think Cincinnati's kind of been grandfathered in along the way.
Denver's beaten Kansas City more recently than Cincinnati. Yeah, Bob and Dusty are 100% wrong. McDuffie got cooked on one play, then mostly shut down. I'll bet you any amount of money Sutton won't cook Duffy again. Fight, 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 fight. let's see. What else here is there to talk about on the text line? Denver would beat Cincinnati if they played right now. Cincinnati would be too focused on trash talk and actual things, Aaron. Whatever he says, Denver would.
Who's
be
a better coach, Sean McDermott or not Sean McDermott? Sean, whatever his
Sean
name is, Payton or Zach Taylor.
Denver would be focused on ball. That's more dangerous than the single game. I'm more worried about Denver's defense than Cincinnati's offense. I don't know.
Who's the better coach,
Sean Payton?
Yeah, Sean Payton, absolutely.
Yeah. Dusty and Bob are both wrong in this debate. Nobody wants to see Cincy in the playoffs.
I don't want to see Cincinnati either, but I don't want to see Denver in the playoffs. I don't want to see Denver.
Mahomes has never lost to Denver. Bring them on anytime, any place. Mahomes lost to Denver last year.
Literally lost last year.
The long pass over McDuffie's head was a weird play. Trent tried to jam him off the line and missed, and they had to play catch up.
That happens in games.
Since he lost by fewer points than Denver, and they are one win behind them. I don't know. I guess I'm not ready to give a divisional rival respect after one game. Hasn't Sutton been a Chiefs killer his whole career? Either way, I don't know. If he has been, then I don't want to play him in the playoffs. Either way, I would trust Burrow in the playoffs over Bo Nix, but coming off this season, this year, this matchup, I'd rather play Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm not
Denver.
Talking about the past. I'm talking about what I'm witnessing right now. Denver's a better football team than Cincinnati right now.
Yeah.
And they're feeling good about
you'd
themselves.
You'd back that up, Dusty? Because you just said, well, you'd back that up? Denver's better than Cincinnati?
I don't... I think they're the same team.
That's fair.
That's why I say, who would you
kind
rather
play? Kind
of
the same
play? Level. I think they're on the same plane. I think the quarterback is exceptionally better in Cincinnati. I think the head coach is exceptionally better in Denver. I think that cancels each other out because coach quarterbacks will always go by first.
Mm-hmm.
If that game's played in Denver, I take Denver. If that game's played in Cincinnati, I take Cincinnati. If the Chiefs play Denver...
One of those teams is going to be the 7 seed.
Yeah, they play each other. It's a playoff game. Okay.
That one of those teams will be the 7 seed. They will play most likely Buffalo as the 2 seed.
Also,
if they were to upset Buffalo, we get the winner of Cincinnati, Denver, and we're going to be going, yay, we don't have to face Buffalo. We own Buffalo.
Let's say that you beat Denver twice in the regular season, and then you've got to play them a week later.
I agree with that.
Beating you want to play Cincinnati? No. You want to play Denver in that
beating
situation?
Beating a team 3 times in a season is extremely tough.
Very hard.
Very hard.
It used to be impossible to beat somebody 3 times in the same season.
Now, if that's Carson Wentz in week 18, I feel a little differently.
Okay,
about it.
That's fair. We went entirely way too long.
My fault.
Coming up on the other side, we get to Goldilocks here on Fesco and Dusty on 96 by the Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, the Fan.
Fellas, ladies too, it's Dusty Likens from 96.5 The Fan, and I know you know, we all know, that the holiday season is coming up. We already are seeing Christmas ads. We already forget about November's big holiday and Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm here to do, to remind you about my friends at Diamonds Direct. If this is the year, fellas, that you're going to get down on one knee and do it, go talk to my friends Angie and David at Diamonds Direct, and they'll set you up. Ladies, if you're looking to get your boyfriend or your fiance or your husband a very nice watch, or maybe you want to get him a necklace or something like that in that field, go to Diamonds Direct. It's literally in Leawood, Kansas. It's at 4500 West 119th Street. The store is beautiful, bright, it's clean. Everyone that works there is nice. They welcome you in. Look, they know you're about to spend some money on something that you care about, so they treat you with care at Diamonds Direct. So again, pop in, say hi to my friends Angie and David, tell them that Dusty Likens sent you, and get ready to experience jewelry shopping done right. For the best quality, best price, and shopping experience, there is no better choice than Diamonds Direct.
Back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
They're trying to steal my decals. Back in here on 96.5, The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, Gold. I'm glad we're all friends again. Dressing the elephant in the room.
We've always been friends. We disagreed on a certain subject, and that was it.
Well, I apologize if you took it a wrong way. I wasn't trying to do anything like that, but it was tense for a while.
It was. We're fun. That was a couple days ago. You know, we move on.
That's right.
Well, after having that discussion during the break, I can't imagine how we can't move on.
So we just had to
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussion to get kind of had a lot of tires. So let's say the Chiefs play which team in the playoffs in the divisional round, Denver or Cincinnati? What do you want to play?
Look, there's part of me that would say I want to just stick it to the Bengals again. Mm-hmm. But also, if we're being realistic, obviously Joe Burrow as a quarterback is a scarier opponent than Bo Nix. And I understand we just saw the result last week. It was a 2-point win. But if we're being honest with ourselves, I mean, come on now. You would rather play Denver than Cincinnati.
But is it a slam dunk answer?
Not as much as it was 2 weeks ago,
okay.
But yeah. It's just because of the result. Gotcha. We just saw.
Living in the moment, right?
Like if you ask at the beginning of the season, it's a different conversation now. I like Bo Nix coming out of college. I may have been the only one. He's playing really good football.
Last week,
right
I was
now,
impressed. Right? I give him a ton of credit for last week.
He didn't look like a guy that's playing his first game at Arrowhead Stadium or new to the NFL or anything like that. He looked really good last week, and I think they're going to be a thorn in our side for a long time to come because he's young,
It's weird. I agree with you, but you know what's weird? I think it's still a great thing for Chiefs fans because while, yes, I think he'll end up getting a second contract and be their quarterback for a bit, the ceiling on him, though, I mean, like, if we're looking at the other young quarterbacks, like, I'm so thankful Jaden Daniels is not in the AFC. Yes. I'm so thankful eventually Caleb Williams is not in the AFC.
But, I wish he was.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Right now, sure. If he can get a real coach.
I wish Eberflus was in
there. There you go.
Or is it Eberflus? I did listen yesterday.
Yeah, did you hear Ross Tucker? That was funny. That was pretty funny.
Is it really Eberflus?
No, that's what Cody told him like three straight times. And like Ross Tucker was like, actually, it's Eberflus, not Eberflus.
Oh, I thought maybe we were all pronouncing it.
But the ceiling for Bo Nix is not that high. Like, he can be what's his peak? He's Derek Carr, the 12th best quarterback in football.
No, I think he's better than Derek Carr.
I think he's Carson Wentz's best season that he had in Philadelphia before he got hurt.
I think that's good.
Top Bo Nix, which, to be fair.
But that was an MVP type season.
It was.
Derek Carr also had one of those. Remember?
Yeah.
Derek Carr had that one year he was like runner up, wasn't he?
Yeah. Daniel Jones had a good year too. Yeah. Like, blind squirrel every once in a while finds a nut, right? But no, I just liked Bo Nix. He's got the pedigree and whatnot with his old man, and so I just
he's 29.
And he's a little bit, and that does make a difference. You're a little bit more mature, and dealing with life a little bit differently than when you were 21 and whatnot. So I don't know, man. I just kind of like
his college coach could be in the NFL sooner than you think.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I did see that.
So let's
really
talk about, yeah, they're talking about more. There's some talk. They want him to come to the NFL.
Lanning,
mm-hmm. Dan Lanning.
He's a KC guy.
That's right down the road. Actually,
It's funny because I think that's such a hard transition to make, and I would tell him to stay where he is.
There's only a couple that have done it. Harbaugh,
he's got Carroll and Harbaugh.
He's got unlimited money behind him at Oregon.
Yeah, why would you leave?
You can dominate NIL. If Phil Knight, isn't it true that there was some rumblings that Phil Knight basically said because of his age, he's getting older, like Jerry Jones, but he can actually truly buy himself a championship in college.
Literally.
He's basically, you tell me whatever, $8 million to get this player, fine, I'll make it happen.
But
like,
don't you think Dan Lanning could make more money in college than he could make in the pros?
But he also would have,
the only reason why you would jump if you're landing, let's say they win the title this year, and they obviously have a great chance to do that.
Yeah, what else
is ego? That's it, right? To prove that you can do it in the NFL.
But do you want to go coach the Jets?
Hell no.
Or the Saints?
No, the best job if the Giants fire Dable, I think it's the best opening of the six.
They
that
don't
looks
have
like,
a quarterback.
Yeah, but they're going to have a top pick.
But there's no quarterback to pick.
Oh, I disagree.
I think Drew's guy's going to get fired. I think that's the best job.
If they miss the playoffs, that could be the surprise, quote unquote surprise. Well, right now we already know the six openings, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, you have the Jets.
Two already. I mean, two are automatic.
Saints.
I think the Giants end up opening up.
I don't. Because I think they're going to give Dayball a chance with a quarterback.
Okay. I think Dallas opens up pretty good.
Raiders open up. Jacksonville opens up.
You guys think the Raiders open up?
Yeah.
I think so, unless their owner's sick of, like, he's paying McDaniel still. Can he pay Pierce and McDaniel and the new guy?
That's why they had to take on Tom Brady, because they have no money.
Yeah.
Let's take on some money and get to some bets. Let's start with tonight. Washington 3.5-point dogs on the road to Philly.
So I love Philly in the spot. Now, the hook scares me. I think I would buy down, get it to -3.
Big tease guy lately.
Yeah, it's been working.
Successful.
But that's not, you don't have to tease to do that, right?
No.
You can just buy the half point and get Philly -3, and you're good. And that way, if they only win by three, at least you get a push and you don't lose the bet outright. I just think on a short week, it's the short week thing. Philly's at home. Nobody's talking about Philly. Now they're starting to actually play some pretty good football their last five games, and everybody kind of wrote them off. Mm-hmm. The other thing with this is Jaden Daniels, when he's limited on the ground, we saw last week in what Pittsburgh did, it becomes a problem for them. And we were going to have Paul Charchian talking fantasy football with us later on today. But when we were texting or whatever, he brought this up, and it got me thinking more about some prop bets in this game. Jaden Daniels, the ability for him to run the ball. Tonight, his over-under is 44 and a half yards. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have not given up more than 20 to a quarterback all year. Now, maybe you want to say, well, they haven't played a quarterback like Jayden Daniels, but I have a 20-plus yard cushion, so I love the under Jayden Daniels rushing tonight. It's okay. 42 and a half, something like that, over at FanDuel. So that's the prop bet that I'm definitely firing on.
To give a little bit of credit, sorry, Bob, no, let you go. The Philadelphia Eagles have won 5 games in a row. Here's their wins.
Okay.
Browns at home, at the Giants, at Cincinnati, home against the Jaguars at Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, softer.
So, yeah, a little bit softer. You take advantage of your Charmin schedule and you go out there and do damage. But I think the reason I'm like listening to Alex going, yeah, is because I follow a lot of different sports radio stations. And now our sister station in Philadelphia, a lot of talk out there. They actually like Nick Sirianni now. and I saw the comment the other day from our sister station, like, please do not do to Nick Sirianni what we did to Andy Reid. And that was focused on the only two things he doesn't do well and stop realizing that he really is a good football coach. You got the Philadelphia media turning around and saying they like this guy. Things must be going well in Philadelphia.
That's amazing how quickly things shift. I mean, they can thank Saquon Barkley in large part for this, too. He's been sensational. That's another thing for tonight. So the Commanders, since week 5, their pass defense is pretty good, 24th against the run. The Commanders 29th on defense overall. So I just think it's a big night for Barkley on the ground. I think his number's gotten bet up a little too high now, 92.5 rushing yards. I know
you
you're
like
looking
still.
I do not at 92.5.
So under Barkley.
I don't. It's one of those where the same with Tyreek Hill. Like I never like you're to me. There's certain players where you only bet the over, or you don't bet it at all because of the dynamic playmaking ability. Like Tyreek Hill, I would never bet the under on Tyreek Hill just because we all know he. I mean, it can just happen like that. I feel like Barkley's going to reverse hurdle somebody again tonight.
Ugh. Right,
that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
So if they win tonight, Philadelphia, that's 2 in a row now for Washington. Mm-hmm. And where do the coach of the year kind of odds go for a guy like Dan Quinn, who a lot of people want to see coach of the year? But if you lose back-to-back games, now you're sitting at 7-4. You're just kind of mid.
It changes everything. For Dan Quinn to win coach of the year, unless they lose the division with 11 wins or something, I think he needs to win the division to be coach of the year. That's why, even for relating it to the Chiefs, I think there are two betting markets that could go out the window for the Chiefs if they lose to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And one of them is coach of the year. You're mentioning it for Dan Quinn, who's plus 370. Dan Campbell's 5-1. Mike Tomlin 5-1. And then you have a grouping of Reed, O'Connell, and Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, at 6.5-1. If Andy Reid and the Chiefs lose Sunday, and I'm not saying they are, but if they lose, I think you're done with the coach of the year conversation
for Andy.
And same thing goes for MVP with Mahomes. I think if Mahomes loses on Sunday, fair or not, just the way that the narratives work on the award, I think that's out the door as well. So this game on Sunday, the reason why Mahomes and Reed odds are propped up the way they are, in my opinion, is because there's still the chance of a perfect season, and obviously they haven't lost a game yet. So if you're someone that's saying, I think the Chiefs are going undefeated, I know you do, Bob, then I don't think you should be betting Andy at 6.5-1. You might as well just go bet them to have a perfect year at 8-1, because if Andy Reid goes 15-2, but Dan Quinn wins the NFC East, they're giving the award to Dan Quinn with the rookie
15
quarterback.
15-2.
I know, but they're going to say, hey, first time, first year head coach in D.C. with the rookie quarterback. You know, that's the issue I think you would have. Or Mike Tomlin, if he wins the AFC North and wins 11, 12 games with Russell Wilson, if we just saw what Russ looked like in Denver, they're going to say, oh, that's coach of the year stuff.
But they don't factor in all the injuries that the Chiefs have had to overcome, where you didn't have your top wide receivers. When October got here, you didn't have your number one running back. I mean, you had to go out and add defensive help. I mean, like people don't factor that how much Andy Reid has had to adjust and change as a head coach just this last couple of months.
Voter fatigue's a real thing, though. I mean, we see from fans like
they've never voted for him.
But the voter fatigue in terms of, fans, and this still impacts, I think, the media if that vote on this at some point is the hate that is toward Kansas City right now of winning and the conspiracy theories around the football team and things like that exist. I think there's voters out there that are not going to vote for Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes because of that.
Oh, God.
It's
I keep telling myself I'm not going to put any sort of juice on this game on Sunday at 3:25. I want to sit back. I want to watch it.
I know.
But now I'm getting myself out of it because I love the +2 for the Chiefs. We all heard yesterday. Yep. I know you guys were talking about how Cody's already got it on the whiteboard. He's got +2 Kansas City. I like this little two-legger.
Cut.
It's +266 on DraftKings. I like the Chiefs in the under in this game of 45.5. Both teams pretty solid on defense. The
Both
Chiefs
are
only giving up 12 points on average in the second half. They contain 7.4 in the second half is what they're giving up. They only score 12 in the second half on average in their 9 wins, and they control time of possession. So I feel like if the Chiefs stick to their script, they continue to do what they do on defense and hold the ball. But then again, what do I know? This game could be a 42-38 blowout.
That's the thing. Is it just when you use all that information, you have to figure it out, it goes, and we've
seen this almost every time these two teams play.
As Ben Maller said earlier, we're all thinking this, so it's going to go this way.
Of course. It happens all the time. And what was the I don't know if it was the regular season matchup or the playoff game. It was like the 24-20 was the score, I think, last year, the regular season game when that was the whole Kadarius Toney offsides game or whatever. So that was 44. This looks like latest number 46.5 at FanDuel. I'm personally not betting the total. I get what you're saying, though, and obviously you have the numbers to back it up for the under to be in play. The three bets I'm making in this game, they're all Chiefs heavy. One is just straight up plus 2.5 Chiefs to cover the 2.5. The Chiefs on the money line, which is plus 114. And then we're back to the teasers. I guess if I go back and look at your schedule up on the board, Dusty, this is what, the fourth straight week that I think you should tease the Chiefs. It's worked. You would have lost your bet these other weeks if you didn't tease the Chiefs down. So let's tease the Chiefs up. All of a sudden, I can get Kansas City plus 8.5 against Buffalo, and then you pick another game. You know, for me, I'm picking the Texans on Monday night right now against Dallas. They're, let's see, did the line change on me? 8.5. No, that can't be right. Where is it? I'm looking for the Texans, Cowboys. 7.5. I'll tease Houston down to minus 1.5. So all of a sudden, I get Kansas City to stay within 8 and Houston to win by 2 or more points at Dallas.
How much of a value bet is that, though?
Well, the odds are going to be worse because you're buying points. So, for example, if I plug in minus 7.5 for Houston and all of a sudden I take Kansas City plus 2.5 and we do a 6-point teaser, that's minus 134. Whereas if you weren't doing a teaser, you're getting that at plus 266. I mean, it's a huge drop off, but you're buying points. Right. You're kind of CYAing a little bit.
Tell me why that makes sense to bet a $10 bet on a minus 137.
Yeah. So for me personally, it's like, I don't think the Chiefs are getting blown out either. The Chiefs, of course, can win this game, but I don't believe they're losing if they do by more than a touchdown. What's their, Mahomes has like one double-digit loss in his entire career.
Right.
And so if I'm getting Kansas City bet up to 8.5 points, like, I'm not saying it's impossible to lose. Of course, it's gambling. But I just don't believe if Kansas City loses this game that Patrick Mahomes is losing by 9 points. I can't fathom that. So I think that's why I'm doing three other bets separate as well, right? Mm. I wouldn't only do the teaser, but if the Chiefs win, you're winning the teaser, you're winning the plus 2.5, and you're winning the money line. If the Chiefs lose, I can still win two other bets.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of covering yourself a little bit. That's why I'm doing it that way.
So if you do Kansas City 2.5 plus, and then you take the money line, what's the third parlay in that to make it a three-legger that you would put, that you'd feel safe on?
I'm not parlaying.
If you were to, I know you don't parlay a lot, but if you were to do that as like the 2.5,
another Chiefs bet, or just,
because I think if you're going to take the Chiefs 2.5, you believe they're going to win. I don't think a field goal, obviously that wouldn't cover it, but I think you'd pick the Chiefs to win, which would mean I think you would take the money line as well, which is like a free space on a bingo card. And then that's where I think it gets kind of creative. Do you take the over on Kareem Hunt yards? Do you take Travis Kelce?
D-hop touchdown. Plus 155.
Okay.
Yeah, D-hop touchdown. He didn't have one last week, but I just, in this matchup, Mahomes even this week, yesterday I think it was just talking about how he needs to actually get him the ball more. You know,
he's going to have a big game.
You think? D-Hop is plus one.
There's your little kind
165,
of
165,
like,
I'm sorry.
Little, what do you call those, Easter eggs? You know, I got to get him the ball more. He'll have a game.
I think his number's 51.5 yards,
and
too.
And Juju's playing. I'd like to know what his numbers are. If they're like those like old school Nicole Hardman,
they're not up yet because I think they haven't officially said he's playing.
I bet his receptions are like 2.5, and I bet his yardage is like 18.5, somewhere around there.
Could see that.
I feel like that's a safe bet as well. So tonight, again, we go back to you like under Jaden Daniels rushing yards.
That's one of my favorite bets.
Anytime Jalen Hurts touchdown, we know the tush push is going to be on the goal line.
Hey, I just don't know what's the. I don't have it in front of me.
It's probably like minus 110.
Is it even money for that? Jaden Daniels one kind of got me excited when I heard that the Eagles hadn't given up more than 20 yards to a quarterback all year. And I know Jaden's dynamic, but it's not like his total is 22.5. I still have 20 plus yards to work with.
Jalen Hurts is minus 105. Saquon Barkley minus 180. AJ Brown plus 120. Brian Robinson Jr. That's a guy.
He's banged up though.
Yeah, I would bet unders.
He's banged up. The Eckler's been getting a lot of the touchdowns for the Commanders. I don't like that.
He's coming back from a hamstring injury. A guy I do like having a big night tonight is Devonta Smith.
Yeah,
I mean the secondary is good in Washington, but to stop two guys.
Lattimore, I think, is available, right? First game with the Commanders. We just don't know. That's been a weakness, but now Lattimore is matched up.
Yep.
Be curious to see how they ultimately play.
What are you doing in the pre-Super Bowl game, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game?
I love Baltimore.
Sunday. You do?
Yeah. I love Baltimore.
I think you have on the board.
No, but I'm going to change. On the board, I have Minnesota -6 against Tennessee. I think I'm going to change
it. Why do you love Baltimore in this one? Because Lamar's not very good against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's a ton of trends, and obviously there's also the trend of Mike Tomlin as an underdog. Typically, it's a good spot for Tomlin. The Steelers are coming off the win against the Commanders. I look at Baltimore. I think they're heading in the right direction overall. Not the same as the national narrative, like, oh my goodness, you can't beat this team. Not that kind of stuff. But I think in this particular matchup, for the first time, we're going to see just Derrick Henry be able to actually run on Pittsburgh. That's the one thing in these Pittsburgh and Baltimore matchups. They've never been able to actually run the ball against Pittsburgh because of how great they're. I think they finally have the back, though, in this kind of matchup. Doesn't this matchup feel like it's made for Derrick Henry? It's going to be a physical game.
Yeah.
And I know it kind of scares people because we think Pittsburgh, like, you can't run on them. But if there was a back that can have success running, I think Derrick Henry is that back. It looks like the number's still -3 for Baltimore. It hasn't changed. It's been pretty steady throughout this week. I ultimately think Baltimore wins that division.
Okay.
Like, where are you guys at on Pittsburgh?
Oh, I think because Pittsburgh wins the division
Yeah. Well, there's good value on that. Yeah. Bob, you can bet them. If you think they're going to win this week, Pittsburgh, against Baltimore, well, then you probably should take a look at their divisional odds and just bet the Steelers. They're plus money, plus 220 to win the AFC North. If they win this game and they still have every other divisional opponent on their schedule, that's the challenge for Pittsburgh.
That is the challenge, yeah.
Like that, but at plus 220, like if you think they can beat Pittsburgh,
you got two against Cleveland.
Yeah, two against everybody.
Yeah, most likely Cincinnati's checked out later in the season, so.
Could be.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up on the show today other than Paul Charchian?
Yeah, well, we'll head out to Buffalo, talk to our friends up at WGR 550, our sister station, Mike Shope. We've been basically, this is like an annual occurrence now. We'd end up just checking in with them as the Chiefs and Bills.
Do we play them next year, too?
First place schedule. First place schedule, they would. Yeah,
crazy.
I think that, I don't know if that would be an Arrowhead or out at Highmark Stadium again. But yeah, we'll have Mike Shope on the show. We'll talk to Paul Charchian and kind of go through the scenarios of what it looks like for the Chiefs to win this game on Sunday afternoon.
All right, man. We'll see you in 19 minutes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Alex Gold here on 96.5 The Fan. He and Cody Tapp coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll get into the rest of the show here about where you would sit on an airplane next to these people. I can't believe some of these are an option. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Fast show today as it's wrapping up almost to a Friday, Bob's second favorite day of the week. I thought it was interesting. Matthew McConaughey was on a podcast with Bert Kreischer, and they were talking about your best cut of meat.
Is he doing like the podcast rounds? Because I saw him on with Eli Manning, too.
He's probably one of the best super fans of a team. Like, the Chiefs have a ton,
which they have
the number one in the world, obviously, in Taylor Swift.
Eric Stone Street.
He's there.
He was there. Saw him on Sunday. Saw his mom. Happy 80th, Jamie. Happy 80th to you, you lovely, lovely 80th birthday celebrator. You love you, so happy birthday to Jamie.
He watches Chiefs games like he's a scout. Like, it's amazing to watch, because I sat right in front of him last year.
People, yeah.
I sat in front of him for the Christmas Day game, and the whole time he was there, he was zoned into the game.
That's awesome.
Obviously, when they score or do something good, he gets up, cheers and all that sort of stuff, takes video of like a touchdown possibly coming. But man, he is like you think about like celebrities, like, oh, they don't, you know, they're not normal. No.
Eric dials
this guy
in, man.
Guy is locked in. That's from awesome. Start to finish, and it's like you think he's almost like you taking notes and stuff, like, he wants, you know, to talk about it. So
yeah,
but no, he's talking about a cut of meat, and he said it's a bone-in ribeye. And he says the way to cook it is on the cast iron with oil and butter. And he goes, if you take the butter and you put it in after the oil, the butter doesn't brown. And a typical, all right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Bone-in ribeye for the best cut of meat. It's hard to argue that, though. I mean,
our boss said sirloin. Remember when we had that conversation? He's like, I think sirloin's a good cut.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
So you could take Steven to Applebee's for your birthdays. I think for me, it's a filet mignon. Number one, without a doubt, because I love my steaks mid-rare. I like it to bleed. And then I like a bone-in ribeye.
I haven't heard anything since sirloin.
That's what he said.
That should you be think a bit, that's like a Mr. That? Loin, like sirloin.
Spectre's sirloin takes, because it's a hot take and it's a bad meat of choice. I don't know. Some people will say if you cook it the right way, it can be great.
You could cook anything the right way, but I mean, like, if you're saying to me, what is the best cut of meat? Sirloin's not in the conversation.
Somebody told me that I should try a tri-tip on a smoker. That's a good one. I've never done that. I don't know if it's too stressful because I've yet to do a brisket. I haven't stepped up to that level yet.
Don't you feel the
that seems like
fear?
A job?
Yeah. Well, it is a job, number one. But also, when I do stuff for the first time, like cooking, I'm afraid I'm going to fail and then waste that money.
I'm afraid that brisket's going to come out like the turkey from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. And you never want to do that. You have all these people over and you got this dried piece of meat.
And there's nothing worse than dry brisket, dude. Like, there's nothing worse than dry brisket, man. Yeah. So you found this on Twitter of a, you're on a 15-hour flight. You get to pick your seat.
Yeah.
The first seat is open and your next person next to you in the aisle. So you have the window seat.
Right.
The aisle is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. That's seat one.
Yeah. Seat two is George Kittle and you're the next seat.
You're the aisle.
Seat three is a name that we will not mention and an open seat.
No chance.
Okay. Seat four is that's not Nance. Like, the sun is killing this. That's Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
And then an open seat.
Right.
Okay. I would probably in that row, I'm choosing seat two.
See, I'm choosing seat four.
I'm getting hammered with George Kittle on a flight.
So you're hammered with Al Michaels. And you're sitting by George Kittle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going with Mahomes?
I think Kittle sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Kittle's a dude, man.
Yeah, Kittle's a dude.
Like, Kittle's a dude.
Yeah.
Like, two's not the wrong answer.
Kittle's up there with
three,
like,
is the wrong answer.
Yeah. And by the way, the Texan tried to bait us, and I told them they already owe the show $20. So we're $20 into the spending fee. So we can all get one a cocktail. Easy, Dusty. Other side of the plane.
Right.
You have an open seat, and the two guys on the outside and on the outsides of you are the Manning brothers.
Right.
The next row, open seat, and then next to you is Bronny and little Bronny.
Oh.
The next row, absolutely not.
No.
You're between the Ball brothers.
Yeah.
No chance. Wow. And then the last one's tough. You're between the Kelsey brothers.
The Kelsey brothers, yeah.
So I think my two seats would be seat two and seat eight. Because seat eight is between the Kelsey brothers.
Okay, see, I'm going seat four and seat five next to Al Michaels and between the Mannings.
That's not a wrong answer.
No, the Kelsey one isn't a wrong answer either. I'm just afraid I wouldn't see the end of the flight.
So seat one, you're next to Mahomes.
I would have so much to drink on that flight.
It'd be insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about getting house with Kittle. That'd be fun. It'd be fun to see if I could hang with those two.
I was on a flight so many years ago from San Antonio to St. Louis, and I don't know who these people were that I were next to, right?
Yeah.
But we all got hammered, and then we all said we're not putting our seatbelts on when we landed. That was a mistake.
If he dies, he dies.
So I kind of feel like that would happen with the Kelsey brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Don't put your seatbelt on, man!
Okay. Last one that puts their seatbelt on has to buy the round.
Yeah, or something like that.
Like, expensive ticket.
It would be a very, very rough plane ride if I was back there with the Kelseys.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yep. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Ball brothers?
Not a chance.
No way, man.
So who's going to play more out of you two? Although, exactly. LaMelo's actually not bad.
LaMelo's been really good.
You haven't heard from the father lately.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he finally figured
it
out.
Was his name Claude Ball or something?
Lonzo. No, that's not right. Is it Lonzo Ball? No, that's
Lonzo, LaMelo, LiAngelo, and then the dad.
Lamar.
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah. That's it. Yep.
Hey, he was hot for like, he had his literal 15 minutes.
He milked it.
Boy, did he. And I think that was kind of during COVID, too, wasn't it? So there was nothing else going on.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Anybody got anything today? How about LeVar Ball? Fine.
Yeah.
LeVar, what do you think?
Would you rather sit next to Skip Bayless or, man, who's tough? Stephen A.
Screaming A.
On a flight. Yeah, Stephen A would be awesome.
Yeah, he'd be great.
Yeah,
man.
I think you'd have better conversation with Stephen A than you would with Skip. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody says you'd for sure do the Wade Boggs challenge if you were sitting with the Kelseys.
Like, yes.
How many garage beers over under are getting slammed between me and the Kelsey brothers?
How long is the flight?
15 hours.
Oh,
that's what it said. 15-hour flight. Yeah, it's a 15-hour flight.
I'm not getting on that flight. Oh God, yeah, 15 hours. Oh my God, it's a 30-pack per.
Yeah, per.
Like I would go through 30 on.
I mean, my
like
roommate
that.
And I'll smash a 30-pack on Sunday for football. We'll get a 30-pack of Busch Light, and there's not a beer left by 8 o'clock. A true story. I'm not cool.
Impressive.
I'm just saying. I mean, once they start and that first one tastes good,
it's tough,
dude.
It's flowing.
That's tough to stop. Maybe I have a problem.
I got a number for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15 hours, that's a lot.
15-hour flight? I don't know if I can handle that. I have to take an Ambien, like, honestly.
Two of them.
Oof.
Wake up, go back to sleep.
If you missed the show, go find it on the Odyssey app under Fesco and Dusty. We had a good conversation about who you'd rather play, Cincinnati or Denver, in the playoffs. Here's a good conversation to have with people. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. Cody and Gold coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.